I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He indeed, Jesus Christ, is indeed Lord. Hey, how you guys doing out there? I know. It has been a while, and I know I've been sparse, you know, with putting these things up and posting, and there's a few reasons for that. One, I haven't had that much that God's given me to say in recent times. You know, one thing about the way that things work here is we just put out whatever it is that God gives us to put out when He does. And there's been windows of time where He's just given us a lot and the words have come fast and furious. And then there's been other times where God just says, all right, you know, you're not talking for a while. So we don't have a schedule. You know, we just do what we can, where we can, when we can. That being the case, you know, also too circumstantial, I was able to have those drive times for a while, which were, hey, those were really good. You know, I had a window of time, you know, where it was easy to do certain things and easy just to get those windows where we could talk, and there wasn't much else going on. But now, I incidentally live a lot closer than I used to. And the byproduct of that is that, hey, my driving is a lot less. So the drive times now are 5 to 10 minutes as compared to that 30 minutes, give or take, depending on traffic, what it used to be before. And also, you know, with some of the work that I've been doing in this next season, you know, that I'm in right now, you know, God will change the work that we do for different reasons. I've noticed He has us do different things to, one, challenge us, two, to improve, you know, our skills, our abilities, to test ourselves. You know, God wants to test that which He's put in you. He wants to try it. He wants to see with you what it is that you have going on. You know, what it is that is inside of you that, you know, it, when you start using those skills and those talents and abilities that He's given you, and then you start being put in different situations, it challenges you. It stretches you. It grows you. You know, we get stagnant and we get stale when life becomes easy, complacent, and predictable. And, you know, one thing with the children of God, your life is anything but boring. You know, for the child of God, their lives are not boring. They're full lives. They're abundant lives. You know, that's what God promised in His Word when He talked about, I came that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. It is an overflowing life. It is a life that is full. It is a life that is rich. It is a life that's real. And, you know, when you and I walk with Him, when we look to Him for guidance, when we look to Him for truth, He makes that real. And the abundant life that He's called us to, it becomes a living reality of what you experience each and every day. Yeah, so, yep, it is late in the midnight hour when I'm talking to you guys today. So no drive time. In fact, speaking of drive times, without a vehicle right now, because, hey, you know, the thing is, in this country, greetings from Sri Lanka, for those of you guys checking in, wondering where this is coming from. In Sri Lanka, in case you didn't know, on this side of the world, the duty on vehicles, the taxes on vehicles on this side, are something like 300%+. So, yeah, if you thought a vehicle was expensive in the States, it is ridiculously expensive over here. So like something like a Land Cruiser, which might be, oh, like what, like $60,000 or something like that in the States. In Sri Lanka, that same vehicle is around $200,000. What does that mean? Well, what that means is if you've got an old vehicle, it always has some value here because just transport has value. And a lot of times it becomes a whole lot cheaper to keep something fixed and to keep fixing something up than to buy a new car. So anyways, that said, my nice truck has, rather than trying to buy something else, put it in for an overhaul. So getting the engine done, getting it painted, getting it fixed up, dealing with whatever corrosion issues are there. So it's a whole lot better than the new trucks anyways, because it's got that old school steel, good build quality, back when they used to make these things that lasted. And it's going to be good when it's done. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to, in this country, hey, you need lifts. You need four-wheel drive, because a lot of the places here that you might want to go, you need to have something that can actually go there. And not these fancy-looking things that look the part but don't really do anything for you. No, you need something that actually does the job. So, yeah, so anyways, but all stuff, all things, stuff and things, they all wear down in this life. because the nature of this life is, things wear out. In this dimension, everything is bound over to die in this dimension. Death and destruction. So there's a cycle of life. Things are born. Things are born, they live, and they die. And, we live in that cycle. And so it's not, whether or not you live, a really long time, but it's that in the time that you are here that you truly live. In the time that you're here that you get about God's purposes. Because, God has reason and purpose and plan for you. And you won't find it apart from Him. You won't know what it is that you need to do apart from Him. There is no other way apart from Him. There is no direction apart from Him. Apart from walking with God, what you end up having is you end up trying to figure out how to go through life the best that you can. And the issue with that is that then that's based on your limited knowledge, as smart as you may be, your limited knowledge, your limited understanding, and that trying to then make a good decision and a good choice about what you do and how you do it. Now, contrast that to the God that knows everything. The God that made us, that fashioned us, that knows what would fulfill you, what would bring you joy, what would bring peace to your heart, and what would be the perfect direction for your life at each and every stage, what it is that you would do and how it is that you do it. And Him leading and guiding you, and you following Him into an abundant life. Yeah, I'll take option number two. I'll take Him leading and guiding the way. I will choose to walk with Him because I know that in walking with Him, what's important is done. I know that in walking with Him, what's real is accomplished. I know that when walking with Him, you grow. If you live in Him and live and move and have your being in Christ, you you grow. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, when you come into that place where you're alive in Him, and His words remain in you, and you do that which He has for you, because there's life then flowing through you into a world that needs it, a world that's dying and just hurting. Yeah, you know, God's got a sense of humor. I see sometimes how He sets some things up. And you know, for me, I look at it and, you know, in and of myself, I have been out of my depth for most of my life. In the sense that, up to my own abilities, up to my limited understanding and knowledge and insight, if it was left up to that, I would have crashed and burned so long ago. But because the Spirit of God flows in me and flows through me, because He gives wisdom and knowledge and insight and understanding, and He leads and guides my path, I've always been able to walk through these things that He'll put me in and accomplish certain things that are pretty cool, pretty incredible. But it's Him. You know, it's Him doing that in and through me, not me. And, you know, my desire is to stay and remain in step with Him. And, you know, how do you do that in a world that's fallen? How do you do that in a world that's corrupted? How do you set your mind on things that are above? You know, how do you do that? Well, you know, part of it is the focus of your heart and your intentions, your volition, as they would call it. Where is it that you would focus the core of your being? Is it towards the Father? Or is it to the world and the world system? Is that to yourself? Because ultimately, if you choose yourself, you're ending up choosing the world. And if you're choosing the world, you're ending up choosing yourself. And, or is your heart pointed towards the kingdom of God, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords? And if your heart is pointed towards Him, that's where you want to be. That's where things flow. That's where things happen. That's where His plan and purpose becomes manifest in and through you. So, you know, well, as time goes on, just, hey, keep us in prayer. Keep me in prayer, you know, during these days. I know that whenever God's got something to go out, I'm, you know, Lord willing, want to do that. But at the same time, you know, we come under attacks all the time. So, you know, we got to ask you guys out there just to keep us in prayer. And, you know, because that prayer is what makes a difference. That's what changes things. And when we ask the Father, when we ask our Heavenly Father, He will always take care of His children. He will always meet the needs as we ask Him. Sometimes He might have to teach us some things in that process, but He's meeting the need, the most important one that you have. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Hey, just drop us an email, you know, faithmix@gmail.com, and say hi. Tell us what you're up to. I know that we always love getting those notes from you guys out there. So, hey, so God bless you. Love you. Keep doing what it is that you're doing as you're walking on that path with Christ, and He'll make all things clear in the days ahead. All right. Hey, talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.
Yet I wonder for me if He will even care when He sees my clothes or when He sees my hair.
That's what I'm saying right there, man. Gotta look on the inside. God chooses the unlikely.